Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
C-104.
Dirty Work. Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this girl named Brianna for a couple of months now, and I was actually thinking of making it official soon.
Like putting a ring on it official or
no,
let's grow up
no, no,
in a
no.
relationship official?
The latter, yeah. Let's grow up. Yeah, I don't think either of us are ready for marriage, but I definitely wanted to do something special. Tell her I love her, ask her if she wanted to be my girlfriend, maybe, you know, go on a vacation together or something like that.
That's so sweet that you planned something big for a moment like that. I don't think guys realize how big that moment is for us ladies. I mean, but it like really is. So I'm glad that you're thinking that way.
Well, thank you, because it's a big moment for me too. I really haven't had an official girlfriend in like 3 years. So yeah, so I'm thinking about doing this, but then I overheard something I guess you would call a rumor, something like that.
Oh man, let me take a wild guess here. You heard she slept with somebody?
No, that's not it at all. I don't know if this is worse.
Oh, boy.
Well, what does that mean? Like, what did you hear?
Okay, so I have a friend named Chris, and he has a girlfriend named Jamie. And she told Chris that she heard Brianna tell her friends that I was the worst sex she ever had.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Wow.
That's not good. I mean, I think her cheating is worse, but I can see why this would be kind of, yeah. So, all right, so your friend's girlfriend heard her say this?
Yeah, well, she thinks that's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess all of her friends kind of giggled and were like, oh, it was, yeah.
That's even worse.
Oh, okay. I have to ask you the really hard question here. Excuse the pun, but are you good in bed?
I mean, I try to be. I do my best.
Okay. Are you guys active in that department? I mean, have you slept together?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you do, does she usually seem like, you know, satisfied at the conclusion?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Oh, honey. I think so is probably not the right answer here.
Well, I mean, she looks and she sounds like she's really into it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's smiling and she's moaning and all that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What is the purpose of you calling us? You want us to find out if this girl maybe heard the wrong thing or if you definitely suck in bed?
I know I don't suck in bed. But if the girl is telling her friends that, then why the hell am I going to be in a relationship with her?
I got you. Okay. So what we need here is for her to tell us about her sex life while you're secretly listening without her knowing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly what I need.
Gotcha. Okay. So we can't just call her up and be like, hello, C-104 Radio. Tell us, thousands of listeners, about your sex life, please.
No, we can't do that. Okay. So what if I called her and I was like, hey, I'm taking an anonymous phone survey. Are you satisfied in bed?
I mean, that might work. You know what else might work, honestly? Okay, here's what you do. Let's call her up for something not related to the bedroom at all, like a normal courtesy call for something. And then while you're talking to her, just be like, oh, can you hang on for a second? And then we put it on hold and you come back and you'd be like, sorry, that was my ex. Now he calls me at work. And the worst part is he was so terrible in bed. And then, like, give way too much information. And then be like, have you ever had one of those? And see what she said. Because that's totally like an alley-oop for her to either say no, not really, or yeah, I know what you're talking about. The guy I'm dating right now.
I don't know. I think we still call up and do the sex survey thing. We can just tell her we're from Victoria's Secret or something like we do with War of the Roses. We can tell her, like, answer a quick 5-question survey for a free gift card.
Okay. All right, well, listen. If that's what you want to do, but when you do that, make sure you say something like, we don't need any personal information from you, because if you start doing that, she might think it's a scam.
I totally agree. I'll say that part first then.
Okay. Jeremy, I'm assuming you want to listen, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
All right. So I'm going to put you on hold with Shaq so we can get her phone number, and then we'll call her when we come back.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Brianna, please.
This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, is it time for the semi-annual sale already?
No. Not until December, actually. Sorry about that. The reason I was calling is we're doing a really quick informal survey with our customers, and if you have the time to answer 5 quick questions for me, then you get a $25 gift card. We're not going to take any personal information down from you, so I don't need any credit card numbers or address or anything like that. Just 5 questions, 5 answers, and then you're all done.
Okay. Yeah, I have a few minutes. I'm actually stuck in traffic right now, so you picked a good time.
Ah, perfect. So question 1, what time of the day do you think you feel sexiest? Mornings, afternoons, evenings?
I guess evenings. Definitely not mornings.
Oh, gosh. Me neither. Okay, question 2. Do you own any special lingerie that you only use for special occasions? Maybe like a vacation trip or, you know, an anniversary?
Yeah, I guess. So I definitely have the day-to-day stuff and then some other stuff.
Okay. Question 3. If you had to rate your sex life right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being don't even ask, to 10 being mind-blowing, what would you rate it?
Okay, that's funny. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. I guess I would have to give it a 3. No, a 2.
No, so nobody special in your life right now?
I mean, I have somebody, but he's just terrible in bed.
Oh, honey, I've been there. Trust me. So he doesn't even know what he's doing?
God, I mean, okay, first of all, we had the TV on the last time we did it, and he was completely done before the commercial break ended.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let me get this right. So no foreplay then?
I don't even care about foreplay that much, but this guy is just ridiculous. It's like, where did you learn about sex? From watching cartoons or something?
Oh, my God. Okay, so instead of Iron Man, you got Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes! And then, okay, seriously, one time after I woke him up in the middle of the night because he said he needed time to rest afterward, he got all mad at me when I started messing around and he started crying. I swear to God, crying.
No, I told you that's not what happened. That's not what happened. I was having a nightmare and you woke me up. I was having a bad dream and I was crying in the dream. Stop telling people you woke me up and I started crying. That is not what happened.
Okay. Wait, what's going on right now?
Brianna, I have to interrupt. This has gotten so interesting. Brianna, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many people have you talked about me, huh? Because let me tell you something. I don't go on complaining about you to my friends, okay?
Okay, first of all, sweetheart, if you had anything to complain about, I'm sure you would.
Will you stop telling people I'm bad in bed and stop telling people that I cried because I didn't? I was dreaming. I was having a bad dream.
Okay, so 10 minutes after we started making out and you couldn't get your little man to show up for practice, that's when you started crying. So that was still from the dream?
Are you serious? You know what? You're a okay?
Oh, my
what?
God.
Oh, boy.
That is not good.
I guess you might be rethinking the whole relationship thing now at this point.
I think that's done. You were my son.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.